Coinbase adds, direct INR deposits and withdrawals in India. Coinbase has enabled direct Indian rupee deposits and withdrawals for users in India, according to a June 1, 2026 post from crypto news account Woo Blockchain, citing the company's announcement. The change lets Indian customers move money in and out of their Coinbase accounts in local currency without routing through the third-party payment processors that most exchanges rely on in the market. For a country that consistently ranks among the largest crypto user bases in the world, the mechanics of getting money on and off an exchange matter more than they might elsewhere. Direct fiat rails tend to mean fewer failed transactions, faster settlement, and less dependence on intermediaries that can throttle or pause service. The on-ramp problem direct rails solve most global exchanges operating in India have historically depended on local payment partners to handle rupee flows. That arrangement introduces a weak link. When a banking partner gets nervous about crypto exposure or a regulator leans on payment networks, the rails can slow or stop with little warning. Users feel it as deposits that hang for days or withdrawals that bounce. By taking INR deposits and withdrawals in-house, Coinbase removes one of those failure points. The announcement, as reported, frames this as a direct deposit and withdrawal capability rather than a partnership-dependent workaround. That is a meaningful operational difference, even if the user-facing screen looks similar. It also signals commitment. Building and maintaining direct fiat infrastructure in a given market is more expensive and more compliance-heavy than plugging into a payment aggregator. Companies do not generally do it for markets they plan to exit. The TaxMath Indian users still carry direct rails do not change the part of Indian crypto activity that frustrates users most, the tax regime. India applies a flat 30% tax on gains from virtual digital assets with no offset for losses, plus a 1% tax deducted at source, TDS, on transfers above the relevant threshold. The TDS in particular eats into high-frequency trading, since it applies per transaction regardless of whether the trade was profitable. None of that is altered by smoother deposits. A user who can now move rupees in and out more reliably still owes the same tax on what they do in between. The improvement is in the plumbing, not the bill. That distinction matters for anyone reading this as a reason to trade more actively. Easier funding lowers friction. It does not lower cost. The disclosed convenience is real, but the underlying tax drag is the bigger number on most Indian crypto ledgers. Funding rails feed everything downstream. Reliable fiat to crypto conversion is the foundation under every other crypto activity, including spending. Before anyone can hold stablecoins, fund a wallet, or top up a crypto card, they need a working path from a bank account into crypto and back. When that path runs through a fragile third-party processor, every downstream product inherits the fragility. That is why on-ramp announcements deserve attention, even when they sound purely administrative. An exchange that controls its own INR deposit and withdrawal flow can offer steadier funding for users who later move balances into stablecoin spending tools or other on-chain uses. Coinbase's own card program is a U.S. product and not part of this India announcement, but the broader pattern holds. Stronger ramps make the rest of the stack more usable. For Indian users specifically, the practical takeaway is narrow and concrete. Funding a Coinbase account in rupees should now involve fewer moving parts. That is worth something on a platform where failed deposits have been a recurring complaint across the industry. Verification status and what to watch. This report rests on a single primary source, the announcement relayed by Woo Blockchain on June 1, 2026. The core claim, direct INR deposits and withdrawals, is a straightforward operational statement from the company. Details that were not specified in the announcement as reported, including exact bank partners, settlement times, transaction limits, and any fees on the conversion, will determine how much the change actually helps day to day. Those are the figures worth checking on Coinbase's own India support pages before relying on the new rails for large transfers. Crypto markets were soft at the time of writing, with Bitcoin at roughly $73,501, down 0.7% over 24 hours, and Ether near $2,400, down 1.0%, as of June 1, 2026. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sat at 35 in fear territory. The Coinbase India move is an infrastructure story rather than a price catalyst, and the quiet tape underlines that.